That's a group that goes by the name MTB, which stands for Brad Meldow on piano, Mark Turner on tenor sax, and Peter Bernstein on guitar, a reunion of a trio that first recorded together in 1994. They were joined there by esteemed colleagues Larry Grenadier on bass and Bill Stewart on drums on a composition by Hank Mobley titled Soft Impression from the 2024 album Solid Jackson on the Crisscross label. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century. In the current season, we are focusing on great jazz guitarists. I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are focusing on the music of guitarist Peter Bernstein. Peter Bernstein was born in New York City 58 years ago. He began playing piano when he was 8 and switched to guitar at 13, teaching himself to play largely by ear. He studied jazz at Rutgers University and then at the New School in New York, where he met guitarist Jim Hall, who invited him to perform at his invitational concert at the 1990 JVC Jazz Festival. Hall called Bernstein, quote, "the most impressive young guitarist I've heard. He plays the best of them all for swing, logic, feel, and taste." His first steady touring and recording gig was with alto saxophonist Lou Donaldson, with whom he recorded 4 albums in the early 90s. In 1995, he joined organist Larry Goldings and drummer Bill Stewart on an album called Whatever It Takes. From that album, here is their version of Stevie Wonder's Big Brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joshua Redman's 1996 album, Freedom in the Groove. That was an original titled Home Fries. Redman on tenor, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Peter Martin on piano, Christopher Thomas on bass, Brian Blade on drums. We also heard Bernstein playing with organist Larry Goldings and drummer Bill Stewart. All these guys, including Redman and Blade, were part of a generation of talented young jazz musicians who came on the scene in the early 90s as part of a creative renaissance that followed the so-called Young Lions movement of the 1980s. Bernstein made his recording debut as a leader in 1994, and he released 9 more albums under his own name in the next 10 years, mostly for the Dutch Crisscross label. But much of his more high-profile playing was on albums led by other artists, including this one. From the 2003 album, Cobb's Groove, by Jimmy Cobb's Mob, let's listen to Peter Bernstein's tune, Jetstream. Cobb on drums, Bernstein on guitar, John Weber on bass, Richard Wyans on piano, Eric Alexander on tenor sax. Cobb, who played with Miles Davis in the late 50s and early 60s, passed in 2020 at the age of 91. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with jazz in the new millennium. Begin. Written by Walter Becker and Donald Fagen of the band Steely Dan, that was their first hit back in 1972. Played there by pianist Harold Mayburn from his 2015 album Afro Blue, recently reissued in an expanded 10-year anniversary edition on the Smoke Sessions label. John Weber on bass, Joe Farnsworth on drums, Peter Bernstein on guitar. Prior to that, it was Dr. Lonnie Smith from his 2008 album Rise Up. Smith on the Hammond B3, Donald Harrison on alto sax, Herlin Riley on drums, Peter Bernstein on guitar. The tune was titled Voodoo Doll. In 2022, the trio of Goldings, Bernstein, and Stewart came together again under the auspices of Smoke Sessions Records for the album Perpetual Pendulum. From that album, here is Wayne Shorter's composition, United. Larry Goldings on organ, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Bill Stewart on drums. These guys know each other pretty well by now, but their way of playing together has continued to evolve and sounds completely contemporary. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell. Thank you. To Be Blue, co-written and originally sung by Mel Torme, Peter Bernstein on solo archtop guitar, from his 2024 album, Better Angels. Although he is recognized in critics' polls, Bernstein rarely comes in on top. His playing lacks the flash of a Matheny or Scofield, but he makes everyone he plays with sound better. As Lou Donaldson put it when he hired Bernstein for his band 35 years ago, quote, "Some people just have it. Most of the time you have to teach someone what to do, but Peter knows it all." He's also maintained long-standing relationships with the most talented musicians of his jazz generation. From the album Signs Live, recorded live at Lincoln Center in 2015, here is Thelonious Monk's composition, Panonika. Brad Meldow on piano, Christian McBride on bass, Gregory Hutchinson on drums, Peter Bernstein on guitar. Thank you. Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace. Thank you.